My name is Hannah Clem. I'm the Assistant Curator of Modern and Contemporary Art at the St. Louis Art Museum. This work, Untitled 25 Spaces, is made of 25 individual sculptural units that are all casts of the undersides of different chairs. Rachel Whiteweg's work is wide-ranging in scale and material, as you can see with these objects and throughout the rest of the exhibition, yet there are consistencies in her practice, in particular her use of this traditional sculptural form of casting to transfigure the objects and spaces of everyday life. One of the things that she's been very interested in throughout her career is repeated forms and seriality. And this seriality and serial repetition within individual works first made its appearance when she embarked on the group of multiple casts of the spaces of the undersides of chairs, which this object, Untitled 25 Spaces, is a part of. She began with a smaller group, which was called Untitled 6 Spaces, was made in 1994. It was followed by a group of 16, then this iteration of 25, and then finally, in 1995, she made a group of 100 spaces, the largest of the grids. These objects are laid out in this grid formation so that you can really see that repetition of the objects as they kind of unfold across the space as you look in the gallery. So it's really important to walk around this set of objects so you can view through the individual objects, through the rows of the objects, and really get that grouping and that grid, as well as really looking closely at these individual sculpted objects. As I said earlier, it's the cast of the space of an underside of a chair. While that seems kind of easy to understand as you look at these objects, you can see that there's a lot of variety there, and you have to look closely to really see how she created this cast in this space. So you can see the individual chair legs. You can see the way that the chair sat on top of the structure she made to cast that space. You can start to really look at the nuance and ways that she responds to these individual forms and how they are abstracted, yet they are also always referencing the objects that they come from, the imperfections, the wear and tear from the chair, the different kind of wood grains. Aspects of these objects are imprinted literally in the resin.